What's up? This is Mike from the Rumjacks. You are listening to Radio Lublin.
Hey, this is Johnny from the Rumjacks. Thank you for listening to us. You're listening to Radio Lublin.
Kołowrót.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Lublin's Kołowrót radio show. My today's guests are Mike Rifkis and Johnny McKelvey of the Rumjacks band. Hello, guys. First of all, I wanted to congratulate you on your very good EP Brass for Gold. Even if this is a great stuff, I'm just wondering why you decided to record only an EP, not a full album.
Well, that just an EP had 8 tracks on it, so it was just about a full record. So we did Hestia, and we trialed a bunch of songs, and it was cool, and it was kind of hard almost culling those down, and then had a bunch of other songs and seemed like it was, couldn't just sit on them and like not do anything with them. So we knew at that kind of that time, the current climate of COVID, we couldn't get back out full touring again. So we had all these like really great songs we didn't want to like not do anything with, and got back in the studio when we could and recorded them. I was like, yeah.
It looks like that after joining your new vocalist, Mike Rifkis, you are again on the right rails. Brass for Gold, to me, seems to be something like Follow the Punch after the great reviews of your last full-length Hestia. Am I right?
Well, we, in general, whether new singer or not, it was, we really did well with the kind of feedback from Hestia, which was obviously a really important record to do. And so we were super happy with that. All the feedback we got was really great. And then, we wanted to back it up with some more releases and songs, and just kind of it wasn't like a thought through action, but kind of prove that there was more to it than just a lucky record and keep putting music out,
All right, now I wanted to ask you about your most popular track called An Irish Pop Song. This song became something like internet viral. It has 83 million views on YouTube. Have you ever wondered why exactly this song became so popular?
I guess it's really only my opinion, but I guess when people Google Irish drinking songs, Irish pub songs once every 365 days, then I guess that's what pops up back in the day, but I don't know. Maybe. Mike?
I think it was a perfect storm. It hit a few things at the time. It had the very diddly eye Irish sounding whistle. It had the thumbnail with the guy with the scally cap and the green shirt in a pub, the boys drinking. And it was at the exact time in Celtic punk when it was very big, 2009, when everyone was kind of searching that. And an Irish pub song, was kind of making fun of Irish pubs being called Irish pubs all over the place. Just throw up a flag and call it an Irish pub. And it just hit everything at once, all at the right time, and it hit the viral lottery, I think.
Guys, through all your current career, you have had the opportunity to cooperate and play gigs with many top-class Celtic punk bands like Dropkick Murphys, Flogging Molly, or Paul McKenzie of the Real McKenzies. I'm wondering, who impressed you the most?
Paul is an interesting character. They all impress us. Everyone does their own things, You can't pick one more than the other.
By the way, Celtic music is some kind of phenomenon, even if it is strongly rooted into the culture of a specific region. It's popular all over the world, almost in every corner. Have you ever wondered what is so special about Celtic music and why this music is above other folk music genera?
The Irish just can't stay in Ireland. They're going everywhere. They're bringing their customs, bringing their music. And a few generations later, you have grandchildren of Irish, they have grandchildren of Irish immigrants living all over the world that are trying to kind of cling on to something, some form of culture that they remember. And then you mix it with punk rock and the rebellious nature. It just mixes so well. And also, it's just fun music. It's fun party music. There's really sad, heavy stuff, but at the same time, it doesn't take itself too seriously. So I think it's easy for everyone to love from all over the world.
You mentioned Celtic punk. Even if the character of your music is punky indeed, It's hard to tell that you are a typical punk archetype. Anyway, I believe that to be a punk is not only about hairstyle or safety pin in the nose, but also about some lifestyle, the lyrics being unbreakable, and some message and stage presence. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess it comes down to all of that, you know, how you're on stage with writing music. Yeah, how you present yourself in every way is important, you know, so through the songs, through playing gigs, whatever, it's all important, I guess, you know, as long as that comes through in a positive way and everyone's enjoying it, then, you know, you're doing something right.
Yeah, I think a big part is just being ourselves, and you are what you eat, and if all we listen to is punk and folk and, you know, old country western, that's going to show up in the music and in everything.
Okay, let's talk about Poland. I know that our country has a special place in your hearts. Can you tell me why?
I think when we first started touring, we didn't know what to expect, obviously, anywhere you go. And everywhere you go, it's different to somewhere else, you know. Poland, straight away, on our first ever tour of Europe, really stood out. Just with the crowd, the people, the reception, everyone likes to have a good time. And we genuinely felt that they did enjoy having us there, coming to the shows, meeting them, just making new friends, things like that. So, like, right, we didn't think, why would anyone in Poland really care about us, you know? And then we had such a good time. Like, yep, next tour, got to come back. Maybe it was a fluke. We'll see. Came back, and it was even better than the first time. So we just kind of kept that ball rolling, and we keep enjoying ourselves, like, getting here, so we're going to keep coming back.
Krupnik. That's why we keep coming back. Krupnik.
Mike, apart from being lead vocalist of the Rumjacks, you're also helping Dropkick Murphys on stage, being some kind of replacement for their currently absent vocalist, Albar.
Well, I was just helping Ken out with a few songs just in soundcheck. I would never say anything close to replacing Al Barr. I just jump up and do a song with them, you know, every once in a while. Yeah, that's all. You know, it's while he's home, Ken's singing twice as much now, and so he's getting used to that. So I have been helping them out in soundcheck a little bit because his voice is taking a beating, having to sing double. Their sets are long. So that's it. So, you know, I'm in no way replacing Albar.
If we are talking Dropkick Murphys, I bet that touring with them is a great experience for you. Do you think we can say that this is something like fulfilling the dreams?
Oh, it's definitely like a dream come true. Like, you listen to some of these bands when you're growing up and you admire them, you look up to them. You go watch them play when you're younger as well, and then you get asked to jump on tour with them. It's great. It's awesome. And then you find out that they're super cool people, and it doesn't wash away all those good thoughts you might have had as a younger adult. But we're obviously super honored to be on these tours and loving every minute.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, I grew up in Boston-ish, and to be able to play with a band, to be able to tour with a band like the Dropkicks is incredible. They're really nice guys. I just wish their crew members would stop drawing male phallus symbols all over our stuff. They're on our set lists. They draw them on the whiskey, and I can't take it anymore, and I'm sorry.
I can't escape it. The crew, yeah. Band's lovely.
You are well known because of your sense of humor. A lot of people enjoy your jokes, which you publish in Instagram Reels.
Everyone else thinks that's funny. I don't think it's funny at the time, but looking back, it's funny.
I also want to say with, you know, the age comes the heart conditions that may start to show up later in life. So if you are jumping out to scare Johnny, please refrain from that too.
Kołowrót. Politely reminded many times that I don't look like I do in Irish pub song. It was 15 years ago. Things change. Okay, I've lost my hair. Like,
well, we want to, you know, acknowledge sometimes men will, you know, have receding hair as they get older, and metabolisms can change. So if you can please be kind when bringing up that Johnny doesn't look like he did 12 years ago, you know, we would really appreciate it. Thank you.
It comes up way too much.